Well, the devastation from the war in Ethiopia continues. The government is claiming responsibility for yesterday's airstrikes in the capital of Tigray. For almost a year, the government has been at war with the People's Liberation Front, the political party that controls the capital. And the latest attacks have killed at least three children and injured one person. And as NPR's Eder Peralta has seen firsthand, it's an area already ravaged by conflict and food scarcity. Welcome, Eder.
Thanks, Tanya.
Right now, you're in a city in north central Ethiopia near the front lines of the war. What are you seeing there?
I think it's two things. Right now, I'm at a high school which has been converted into a place for people who were displaced from the war. And, you know, the stories you hear are harrowing. People who have left burning homes, people who have had to carry injured loved ones for miles to get here. And then in the city, we are seeing just a massive mobilization. This is an escalating war. The rebels are closing in on this town. And today we saw truckloads full of young men carrying machetes and farming tools and anything that they could find to go to the front line and fight. So we're seeing two sides of this country entrenched and willing to die in this war. And at the same time, we're seeing how much pain this war is causing.
The pain, I mean, let's talk about this. Food is scarce across Ethiopia, and parts of the country are at the edge of famine. What is the situation like for food where you are?
So look, here there's thousands of new refugees who have come because of the fighting, and there's very little food, and people are sleeping outside, and, you know, they don't know what they're going to do if this war continues to come to this region. And then the area that is on the verge of famine is just north of here, maybe a couple of hours north of here. And what's happened is the government has imposed a de facto blockade. They're not allowing very many aid trucks into the region. And the United Nations says that hundreds of thousands of people could begin to start dying of hunger if something is not done.
Eder, you're seeing firsthand the brutal realities of war as you move through the country. Can you share some of those details with us?
You know, we were in a town in northern Ethiopia a couple of days ago, and there was just bodies everywhere, under trees on the side of the road. And, you know, some of them had been dragged out by animals, and that all that was left of them was like bones and teeth. And we could just smell rotting flesh all over this mountain. So this is incredibly bloody. It is incredibly cruel, and there's no end in sight.
Can we go back just a little bit and you help us understand how this conflict started and what the Tigray People's Liberation Front wants?
Look, it's a complicated fight, but you can think of it in this way. It's about land. It is about power. But it's also, you know, you will hear from both sides, an existential fight. The Tigray People's Liberation Front, the rebels in this fight, say that the government has instituted a blockade in which they are trying to starve them into annihilation. And then where I am right here, the Amharas say very much the same thing, that the rebel fighters are coming in and they are trying to kill them simply because they are Amhara. And so they view this as a fight for their existence. They view it as a fight, you know, against people who they feel are just trying to wipe them out.
As you mentioned, the U.S. is now threatening sanctions against Ethiopian leaders if they don't work to de-escalate this. The U.S. is pushing for diplomacy. What are the chances of both sides actually sitting down for talks?
Right now, I think they're very slim. You know, what I hear from regular people, from the people who are running from this war, is that they want peace. They want the men who are leading this war to sit down and talk. But the men who are leading this war are right now engaged in an incredibly bloody battle just north of here. And both of them are saying that, you know, they will fight to solve this. They believe that there is a military solution to this. I spoke to one member of parliament who said that You know, they are trying to start peace talks, but it's unclear, you know, when those would start or who they would include. So I think peace right now in Ethiopia feels it feels really far away.
That's NPR's Eder Peralta in Ethiopia. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you, Tanya.